We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Anderson shooting one down the line off the top of that wall, and it's going to have just enough to get out for a home run for Brian Anderson, a 1-0 Marlins lead.
Oh, boy. Yes, indeed. Both of Brian Anderson's home runs this year going to the opposite field, and what a great game plan. We were just sitting here breaking it down, right?
There's no question about that. Anderson, who homered in the first game, gets the base hit that squirts through the right side, brings home birdie, and it's a 2-0 Marlins lead. 0-1 is in the air, right field, moving over, making the catch, and ending the ball game. It's a Marlins win. 2-1, the pitching great again. They get just enough offense. And they have won three straight in the series, four in a row overall.
Don't blink. These guys are playing pretty good baseball right now. I'm telling you, they're having some fun. And in a lot of ways, it's unexplainable. I mean, nobody's getting any swings. I mean, don't get me wrong with the pitching. The pitching's been good. I'm just saying, they were out of action for so long. They've been back in action. The pitching's been there. They've made good defensive plays. They've had some timely hitting. And they've already won a series, Paul.
Hot dog, Leroy. The fish can't be stopped. The fish, a bunch of people, they had eight pitchers got the Rona in their bullpen. They won an entire game with their bullpen. Yep. Nightingale hates it so much. What is this? They pitched an entire seven-inning game with bullpen guys? How much does Nightingale hate that game, Leroy? Baseball purist nightmare.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't want to have a season and then want it to be pure, right? You're going to have to tweak the rules a little bit.
Got
how
to.
You do things, how you go about things, the DH rule, the overtime rule. All things that you don't, that you want to do or you want to have in place, one, to protect your players, because that's all you need. You can throw a monkey wrench in all the baseball by having a 17-inning game, right?
Dude.
That would destroy that team for the next month.
Super Rona outbreak.
Remember those days where you just, like, you sit there, you watch 20 innings of baseball? What a reckless time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, it's. I know baseball hates doing this, but you've actually stumbled upon some pretty great stuff. Some pretty great stuff. Even as easy as, like, hey, you know what? Doing the National League, having the pitcher hit all those years, and I was a National League guy. DH, kind of like it. The seven-inning game? Come on. Baseball's a nine-inning game. What do you have to – you know what? My philosophy was – you can't sit through two mornings. You don't really like baseball that much. Really, what's the difference? You can have a slow ass game. It's still gonna be. You need a pitcher minimum. They need to face a minimum amount of batters. Oh, really? You can't sit through the Maroney bullpen switch.
And I agree with that rule. Of all the rules, I agree with. It's the batter. The pitcher must face three batters.
Yeah, but they've already had a game where they've done that, and they still was a 4.5-hour game because you still have the guy who's in the batter's box. He's like, do with the batting gloves. He's doing the Nomar Garcia Parra. He's got to touch his, got to step out, step out of the batter's box. He's got to do a snot rocket. He's got to tap the plate four times. Same thing all the time with these batters.
Hey. What would your thing be? You do all that, right? Because, you know, because if you ever watch Little League Baseball or basketball or football, right, they do all that same stuff because they see it on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Jimmy, you're batting .130. Pick it up.
Who was the guy who was known for that? That was it. Nomar was the guy I remember as a kid. Who
with the
was
gloves,
like,
he showed the glove thing.
The gloves, doing the gloves. Right. It was so annoying. Like all the time, steps out. He did the toe taps. He did the toe taps nonstop. It was ridiculous.
But then what sucks is then you get in the batter's box, the pitcher's going back and forth with the head. Time, and you got to do it all over again.
Yep. Oh, if there's a runner on, he's got to hold a runner on.
Yep.
I tell you what I like, though. I like that.
Hey, jiggle your wire. Jiggle your wire.
Jiggle my wire. Jiggle.
That could mean
wire.
So many different things.
Yeah. Jiggle
no,
my
wire. The static. Loose right. wire. Yeah, there you go.
Live play-by-play. Jiggling the wire.
Oh, there's another way of doing it. Now I can't hear you at all.
He over-jiggled?
He over-jiggled. Yep, over-jiggled. He can hear us.
I think he's back.
All right.
There you go. Boom. Hey, what kind of soundboard do you have? You got to go through. If I have a problem, I just push a button.
That's what I did, too, because you asked me to change my mic, and all that happened was I got Putin'd, and so I just had to refresh.
Oh. All right.
This is the beauty of when you can't hear each other, people, but hey.
Putin laughs at you changing your mic.
Can't wait to not be in studio all year.
Awesome.
That's fine.
I know it's fine for you. I know. You don't care.
You don't have to drive that hour both ways?
Nah, I don't mind it.
Everyone's going to be celebrating New Year's Eve at the Tobin.
You want me to tell you? I almost went bananas yesterday.
Why?
So I've been trying to get this part for my pool, right?
Oh, because
I have a pool, and you have to get, not only you have to replace the cell in the chlorinator every 4 years, but evidently another little part, the cartridge, the mineral cartridge, you're supposed to change every 6 months. Yeah, I had never changed it in 4 years. So I'm calling all around. Even on Amazon, I can only get it on like the 14th to the 18th of August.
Yeesh.
Right? So I'm like, I'm going to call around. So I go online to a pool place. They have several in the area. They go, oh, yeah. I go online. I see they have it. Then I call the store yesterday morning. Yeah, we got it. I drive all the way there.
They don't got it.
They don't have it.
They don't have
it. I'm like, dude, why? Oh, I've never seen one of those before. That's not.
He definitely
was. We have the one.
He definitely wasn't listening to you when you were there. Did he get Putin, Robbie?
Yeah, Leroy got Putin this time. Man, Putin's on fire today.
Putin's on fire today. What do we got? Like, we got like one of those Sahara, sprinkles in the air or something like that. Messing with the atmosphere today? Jesus.
By the way, Toby.
Headlines. Go ahead, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I was going to say, Toby, on New Year's Eve, everyone's celebrating, the countdown. 5, 4, 3. Brr, Happy New Year. I think, Toby, when that happens, I think once the clock strikes midnight, I think you're going to drive over to the studio.
I'm going right to the studio.
Maybe you're camping outside the studio watching the clock, and then once it's midnight, boom, swipe your key card and get into the building.
I miss it so much. I really do. I know a lot of people don't. Everybody's like, everybody at the station's happy doing their show at home. They're like, oh, this sounds great. Drives me nuts. But, I don't know what that is. I'm not going to get all radio nerd on everybody, but I just feel like it just feels better doing a show that way.
I know Zazzle and Amber, they love being at home.
Of course, they're two charlatans. Of course, they enjoy doing their show at home. Why?
Oh my goodness!
Lap dog and cucumber water.
Yeah.
Of course, they like doing.
Zazzle loves doing the heat pregame from his room.
Amber's able to do her show from the Wilson Manor. Zazzle has to interact with less people. Of course, they like doing the show in at their homes.
All right.
But Leroy, don't forget, like, once we get to go back, more shenanigans for you, because you get to interact and scare people. And you like that.
Only
stuff.
Reason why I would like to go back to the building.
I know why.
Empanada yep. Friday.
Oh. What is the so you gone? You've hit the.
I was contemplating going to drive there and get them.
Oh man, they're so. You haven't found a place that's as good near you. Like, is there any place
nope.
that's?
No.
Does anybody have any good empanada suggestions in Broward, dear Leroy?
Now keep in mind, just because you always go there to get your empanadas,
doesn't mean it's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, this place that we go to.
Amazing.
Oh my goodness.
It's like heaven in a piece of pastry.
Yep.
It's amazing. So, what do we got? Let's get some headlines. What do we got?
Well,
today,
let's get to the, you know, we got the PGA Championship going on this week. It's our first major of the year. Which
tough sledding for Rory McIlroy.
Already.
It is. this is the only major that is going to be played around the time that it would normally be played. It would probably be a couple of weeks earlier,
mm-hmm.
but and now it would be like British Open time. No, isn't normally it's in August, isn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, well, yes. It's normally it would be this weekend, but last year it was in May. They moved it up because I think you had some. I forget why they moved it up last year, but last year they moved it up to May. But normally it's in August, like right.
Oh, it was like the Ryder Cup or something, the Ryder Cup in the playoffs or the President's Cup or something like that. But, yeah, look, the great news about this is nobody's teeing off for another 2 hours. But if you're wondering about some matchups, you have former champions and Martin Keimer, Jason Day, and Jason Duffner tee off at 10:38.
Oh, your boy Duff.
Yep. Tiger Woo, he tees off with Rory and Justin Thomas at 11:33, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Dustin Johnson at 11:22. Two-time returning champ, Bruce Koepka, he tees off. I don't see where he tees off, but he's hurt. He's banged up. So it's going to be a little bit tough for him. Because he's been playing terribly this year. And he said it's about that knee. And our guy, Taylor Gooch. By the way, Taylor Gooch without a Y.
Yes, yeah, it's Tyler. Well, it's
excuse me? Hold, no, excuse me?
I know, I'm pretty sure it is Taylor Gooch, but it's like, if you look at it, it looks like Tyler.
No, Y. No, it doesn't.
I don't like that at all.
Tyler would have two L's.
Or Talor. That's what it would look like, but there's no why. That's what Taylor Fine. Without a why is.
He tees off at 3:47. It's Taylor.
I know his name is Taylor, Gooch. But if you just look at his name, right. It looks like Taylor.
I'm gonna follow him like I followed my favorite NASCAR driver, Dick Trickle. That's a real name, Robbie.
You know what? After further review, I let it go. If that's his name. I think it'll
lie. It's his real name.
Robbie will go back.
They used to do it on ESPN every night, every weekend.
Maybe Robbie will go back like Guthrie and change his decision later, but not now.
Hey, no. How about this? They used to say where Dick Trickle came into place, and sometimes he didn't even finish the race, but they would always mention it.
I can't wait for the radio.com 2-minute report.
This is the dumbest story I've seen. Where it goes, trainer of golfer Bryson DeChambeau understands rush to judgment. The guy's name is Greg Roscoff, which just oozes steroids. Roscoff?
Oh, Russian.
Hello, man.
Wow.
Sorry, Putin. Okay. Hello, my name is Greg Roscoff. I help Denver Broncos.
Why is this guy working with a trainer for the Denver Broncos? He hits a golf ball. Like... This is the most obvious steroid use since the home run chase.
I don't know. He wanted to put, well, here.
He upped his average drive by 20 yards.
Want me to tell you why? Because he pays.
Because what?
He got pooned. Leroy got Putin.
Well, that's what I get for messing with Roscoff.
Well, you should have been the one that got Putin, not Leroy.
You think you're a funny guy making fun of Roscoff because he out of work because Russia not allowed to compete in the Olympics. So you think it's hilarious. Oh, we'll see what's so hilarious. We take away a radio partner. Next time, we take away your puppy.
That, by the way, was brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. I remember last time there was a golf update, this happened.
Well, Zazzle, the PGA Memorial Tournament is underway in Dublin.
Okay. That ain't for me.
What do you mean it's not for you?
Nah, it's just not for me, you know? Yeah, Dublin? Whatever. Dublin. What's going on there?
Now, is that Dublin, like Dublin, or is that Dublin because it says Dublin OH
it's
headlines?
It's Dublin, Alabama. Yeah.
I mean, it says it like it's Dublin, Ohio. I think Robbie's trying to get me.
Yep. Yeah, obviously. Those are always my favorite when she thinks we're trying to get her. Just happens to happen. All right, when we come back, we'll get to a little bit of Miami Heat. One of our old friends with yet another terrible prediction. We'll get to that next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 7i Tech. Dealing with some tech issues this morning. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, known hater of our show, which, by the way, we hate him right back. That's why he made my petty list. I don't remember where he was on the list. Do you remember where he was, Robbie? He was like
He was in the 30s. It was pretty high.
He was in the 30s, which, you know, it's mostly because he's highfalutin and a fraud, especially when it comes to these doomsday weapons. Ooh, listen, I have doomsday weapon. He's also a front runner. But you know what? One of these things with Putin that you have to realize is, you know, he was all on Conor McGregor's junk up until Khabib ended up kicking Conor's ass, and then he's like, oh, I love you, Khabib. Loved you entire time. Russian pride. But he wasn't like that, you know, back in the day from the start. So
he also wanted to throw the World Cup, fix the World Cup for Russia, but then he couldn't resist Golinda, and he let Croatia beat his Russian team so that Golinda could move on.
So, you know, you do with that what you will, but we've been dealing with some tech issues this morning. It's okay. I told Leroy maybe restart the router. We'll get him going. Sometimes that takes a little bit. Oh, somebody happened to send me this tweet, Robbie. It's from Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. It's a quote from overrated Brad Stevens. And it says, quote, Spo is one of the best coaches I've seen. He's terrific. Which, you know, hey, what am I supposed to give Brad Stevens credit for the obvious stick? Like he just got his ass whooped by Eric Spoelstra without his best player. Yeah, of course he's got to say that. What am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to give Brad Stevens some brownie points for it. Get the hell out!
By the
of
way,
here.
You have a new friend in the Brad Stevens is overrated campaign. David Amendolara, he does CBS Sports Minutes. We don't get those anymore, but other shows, he does the CBS Sports Minutes, and he once wanted to fight our old friend in the parking lot one time.
Want to fist fight Beast. I forgot about that.
He had this to say on Zaz on Amber yesterday.
The Celtics are a weird team. Last night they lost to the Heat. They're 1-2 in the bubble. Sometimes Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum dominate. Other times they don't. You know, I feel like Brad Stevens could be slightly overrated as well. He gets a lot of love, but he's never been to an NBA Finals.
Why does he do his why does he have his answers like he does CBS Sports Minutes? That's kind of weird. Like he's like seesawing between takes. Like what is he doing there? He's got to do it like Boomer Esiason. That's why Boomer Esiason is king of the CBS Sports Minute, because he would just go, Brad Stevens, overrated bum, CBS Sports.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
You know, stop, David Amendolara, stop waffling, all right? Go at this take of Brad Stevens like you go after Beast in the parking lot, you know, like take it head on. What is this? Hey, he's slightly over. Is he overrated or not? That's why I say with Brad Stevens, he's wildly overrated. That's the way I go.
I bet you Boomer Sai is gonna be loving all these players opting out.
Oh, you don't want to get good. You don't want to play football. You're soft. CBS Sports.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
And then, of course, Boomer Esiason always has to do the CBS Sports Minute, which is birthday reflection. And, you know, it's usually like, today's goes to Oil Can Boyd, CBS Sports.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Speaking of people with terrible takes, so Paul Pierce, a lot of people get mad at this. I was happy to read this. I was reading Barry Jackson's Sports Buzzin' column. Fantastic. And I was glad when it said, oh, Paul Pierce. And I was, you know, people might expect me, oh, Tobin, you see what Paul Pierce said? You're going to get angry? Hey, listen, I'm glad whenever Paul Pierce has takes like this, because you've never met an NBA, an alleged NBA analyst be more wrong than Paul Pierce. You know, this guy is embarrassingly wrong all the time. He's so lucky that Dwayne Wade decided to go to Turner Sports, because they were ready to kick his ass right out the door for Dwayne Wade, who, by the way, is awesome on television. Not that that should be a surprise. But Paul Pierce said on the Heat's chances, he says, I heard Perk this morning say he's got the Heat over the Bucks. I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that. Let me tell you something. Listen, the Heat are good. They play hard, but there's no pressure on them in the regular season. As a matter of fact, I think they overachieved in my eyes, because when you look at the backcourt of Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson. I mean, get the names right, for God's sakes. They got Hero. These are three young guys that they depend on. Now get them in a playoff setting, deep in the playoffs. I'm not sure that they're going to be ready for the spotlight yet. They haven't played any meaningful games yet. That's all I'm saying. They got a bright future. Look, they're just young. I look at what Fred VanVleet is doing to them on Monday. They got backcourt issues. In a playoff setting, it's a little bit different when your backcourt are two rookies. All right. First of all, Paul, let me just get this straight for Paul Pierce. Okay, Paul Pierce was a first round pick, right, Robbie?
Yes, he was.
Okay, life didn't always get to work in the world where you did, Paul. Where, you know, you were spoon fed an organization in the Boston Celtics, and you were one of the figureheads. Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson were unmother bleeping drafted. Okay, so if you don't think there's pressure on those two young gentlemen to perform every single night, when an organization really has nothing invested in them financially, they could cut them loose on a whim. They go on a bad slump. Oh, well, didn't work out. They, you know, what the Heat have done here with those guys, they were low risk, high reward with them, because Kendrick Nunn, yeah, just signed him on the last day of a contract, got him off the Warriors G League. Duncan Robinson, undrafted, put him in Sioux Falls. Who knows if they work out? Those guys, and by the way, you saw the way that Duncan Robinson played last year when he came up from Sioux Falls? All right, the greatest shooter we've ever seen. Couldn't hit water if he fell off a mother bleeping boat. So the idea that those two guys haven't faced pressure is among the dumbest things I've ever heard. Now, again, I'm not mad about this with Paul Pierce. I'm happy that Paul Pierce had this dumb thing to say, because you want to know something? Nobody in the history of analyzing basketball is ever more wrong than Paul Pierce. So I'm glad that he had that take. But to say that the Heat, young rookies, haven't faced any pressure when they're literally clinging, all right, like a little cat meme, clinging to their NBA lives with every single game, all right, weren't spoon-fed an organization like Paul Pierce was, all right, to say that those guys haven't faced pressure is stupid. You want to say the pressure goes up and that they have to face scouting reports in the playoffs? All right, I'll hear you out. But that those guys haven't faced any pressure? What a dumb take by this guy. What a dope. What a dope.
Paul, do you agree with the great Pat Riley? How close is this Heat roster from another ring?
I mean, if the Miami Heat are close, that means every team in the NBA is close, but
Paul Pierce.
I don't think they're close.
Seriously, I heard him say this the other day too with Jalen Rose. Like, they were talking about Donovan Mitchell, and he's like, you know, they were saying, how good can Donovan Mitchell be? And he's like, well, if we're going by today's standards, I guess he is a superstar. Bro, Paul, by what standard? Your standard? Because you weren't given a retirement tour? Because nobody gave a rat's ass when you left the league? You thought you were a superstar. You thought you were on the level of Kobe Bryant. Hell, you thought you were out here, you deserving of everybody, you know, waving the hat. Hey, everybody, Paul Pierce's career is over. No, here's the problem, though. You're a joke. Nobody cares about you, okay? That's the facts, all right? If your last name is not Sullivan, O'Brien, O'Keefe, O'Malley, or Murph, nobody cares about Paul Pierce. And that's the truth of it. So if we're going to call Donovan Mitchell, well, I guess he's a star by today's standards. Dude, you're saying that? The guy who goes out here and is thinking he's deserving of the farewell tour who's so unaware of his status in the history of the game. Look, nobody's saying Paul Pierce isn't going to the Hall of Fame or anything like that, but he's not among the game's all-time elite. He's not in the pantheon. Guy said he would have had a better career than Dwayne Wade. Get the mother F out of here. Please. Please. Poop in his pants in the middle of a finals game. I'm supposed to take that opinion. Now again.
Highsmith misses.
Yeah. Like, bro, could you imagine an all-time great? An all-time great, okay, would have getting a chant like that? No, of course you can't, because nobody would ever say that about somebody who they have the respect of in the game. But your take is so ridiculous all the time. And by the way, so off all the time. Who was the team last year, Robbie, where he declared a series over after game one and they ended up losing?
Oh, I think it was the Celtics. They beat the Bucks game one in that playoff series, and then the Bucks won the next four.
Yeah, and the Bucks won the gentleman's sweepage. Paul Pierce, get out of here. Ooh. Oh, I mean, if the Heat are close, everybody's close. Yeah, I mean, they've whooped the holy hell out of everybody in the East, but I guess they're not close. If they're close, everybody's close. Right. Well, I guess, listen, if you're close to Kobe Bryant, everybody's close to Kobe Bryant. The hell are we talking about here? I mean, he's such a salty dog. It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, really, Paul, every single time. Now, again, I'm not upset about this take. I'm glad that he has this take about the Miami Heat, because there's nobody whose approval I want less in the history of basketball than Paul Pierce, okay? Trust me when I tell you that. I'm happy that Paul Pierce thinks that the Heat have faced no pressure and can do nothing in the playoffs. Trust me when I say that. I really, really wholeheartedly believe that. But to think that anybody should take any kind of stock in what this guy has to say is ridiculous. Honestly, you want to talk about the best stand-up special in the history of stand-up specials? Just put a montage of Paul Pierce's basketball takes up there. Guy sucks.
When you're close, let me tell you when you're close. You're close if you have a top five player playing on your team. That is the main ingredient. I said this and I always say this, with the exclusion of the Detroit Pistons, who won in the early 2000s. So,
yeah, the funny thing too is he thinks that when the Celtics won that championship, he thinks that he's the top five player, not Kevin Garnett.
He boxes himself in.
What are we talking about here, dude? What are we talking about? Anyway, not upset about it though. I'm glad he had that take. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Leroy's back.
I'm going to kick the living crap out of my pool guy.
Why?
Because he put a salt system for my pool.
Yeah.
Where it's impossible to get the replacement parts.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so there's a cartridge that goes in it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody carries it. Not even the wholesalers.
Jeez. What about him?
Huh?
What about him?
What do you mean, what about him?
He doesn't have, like, the OG stuff anymore?
It's new stuff. Let me explain something to you. I'm to the point now that if I ever saw that guy again...
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
We know how that story ends.
Yes, we do.
We're not talking about no Chuck Norris situation either. Because I have a real reason.
Yes.
Look, we live in a world where we rely and we pay people to do things that we are incapable of doing, that we don't have the knowledge of. And anytime we pay somebody, we would hope that that person is going to make the path easier for us because we're paying for that service.
Yep.
Why on earth would somebody put something or build something for me where the parts are impossible to get is beyond me, unless he was getting some kind of kickback by that company.
Oh man, I'm sorry, dude.
Can I That's all right. So now, all the like a pool place just called me back. Yep. Like they tried to get it and they couldn't get it, and they said even if they got it, it'd take like 6 weeks.
Yep.
Right? But here's the problem. Without that part, the chlorinator doesn't produce chlorine.
Yeesh.
Right, which defeats the purpose. So it would take like 6 weeks. They said, so, hey, why don't you just change it? We can do that for you. I'm like, that's what I want to hear right now. So
you yeah. want you can I make you feel a little bit better?
Oh, with all the stuff that went on yesterday, you could probably sports can make me feel better.
Well, this actually isn't something that happened yesterday. This is actually it was going around yesterday. This is actually from 2 years ago. I don't know why this is all of a sudden making the rounds again, but it's a really weird video from Russell Wilson.
Another one?
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, he tried to get some nickname off the ground. And so yesterday, this started going all around the internet again. And it just kind of goes in line with Russell Wilson, where you're just like, what's up with this guy? And here, it's him trying to give himself a new nickname.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process.
Stop it! Stop!
Wait, we didn't finish.
Stop the tape!
And so when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who, what's that even mean? Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll, they think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
Oh, man.
Are we serious?
What? That's one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Of all the guys
yep.
in the league
yep.
to go that path. Number one on that list is Russell Wilson, right?
Yep, making your own persona.
Right. I mean, come on.
I know the persona I want from Russell Wilson. It's the one that just had sex with Ciara after they signed that big contract. That was my favorite Russell Wilson.
Hey, Seattle.
I mean, even
we got a deal.
Like I'll give him that.
That was my favorite when he just is. Yeah, hey, Seattle.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
That was by far the best Russell Wilson. What?
Mr. Unlimited.
Ciara's not having sex with that person.
No. She's laughing at him and mocking him.
Mr. Unlimited.
That person is not having sex with Ciara. The guy who just signed the richest contract for the NFL quarterbacks before Patrick Mahomes, obviously, with his deep voice. Like, that's...
Hey, Seattle.
I promise you, I don't think that Ciara is marrying Mr. Unlimited.
That, like, come on, man. Like,
Mr.
really?
Unlimited.
You think... Here, let's be clear. When he goes into the meeting room the first time, his team will mock him and make fun of him. Hey, guys, guess who just came into the room? Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Come on, man. Like, in one full swoop, he has gone the route of making himself look like a clown.
Somebody says, I had the same reaction to Lira as that Russell Wilson video. So GD cringy. Stop.
Right.
Mr. Unlimited.
Like, what is... Hey, Russell, stay off the weed.
Oh my God. Somebody says, I want to scratch my ears off after listening to that Russell Wilson.
Right.
Mr. Unlimited.
Dexter Wright said, if Russell Wilson did a phone interview for the Seahawks starting QB position, he wouldn't get the job.
Right.
Well, I'm not having that guy be my franchise quarterback.
Oh my goodness.
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh.
You think he's going to do that at his Hall of Fame speech?
What are we doing? Not Russ. Come on, man.
That's right.
Here, you know what that is? That's a COVID tape right there.
It's from 2 years ago. I don't know why this all of a sudden was going viral yesterday. People
because
found this
everybody
video.
Listened to it and laughed and said, "Come on, Russ, really?"
Somebody hey. Says, "Go ahead, Robbie."
Hey, Seattle.
We got they're so different. The guy who just signed the biggest quarterback contract, clearly just had sex, is so much different than Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Somebody said, after hearing that, I want to kick myself in the junk. Here you go. Mr. Unlimited should be followed by the Hollinsworth Santa laugh.
Mr. Unlimited.
Text right since.
Somebody said the Seahawks should have rescinded the offer.
Text writes in, Ciara wouldn't be with him if she didn't like cornball. It's like Tobin's wife clearly loving shenanigans. Women are weird in why they love us. I mean,
get that thing away from me does not sound like she's enjoying the shenanigans.
That's true. By the way,
that sounds like fun.
My son now he's kept going back to the well. He's got his own bit. It's called catch animals, throw them on mommy. And so now he's gone lizard and now has frog on the resume.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody texts in, was that live? Because there's no way you watch it back and is like, okay, good, send.
Right.
Mr.
Somebody said, after hearing that, I wish Matt Flynn would have remained a start.
Listen, Tua. Don't ever do that. Please.
Oh, my goodness. I was just about to text in about how crappy of a customer Leroy must be. Then you had to play this cringeworthy audio by Russell and threw my thought process way off. Wait, dude. Like, really? If somebody came to your house and built something for you and none of the parts were available, should you just smile and say thanks for the nice build there, buddy?
No, you should.
Oh,
just,
my goodness.
You should say, don't worry, I'll fix it. I'm Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited.
Well, you know what's not unlimited? Chlorine. The part that I need to replace. By the way, you got to replace this part every 6 months, and it's $100 each time.
Let me ask you something. Who's lamer, J.J. Watt or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Really?
Because it's so outside of who he is and who he portrays, right? Whereas J.J. Watt is that rah-rah, I got football in my veins type of guy. So anything that he does in that area, you don't take it as being, oh, he's out of his element.
I don't like it. All right, when we come back, I will give you an athlete who seems really cool, who I think Marlins fans and Miami fans should get used to. We'll get to that next.
Mr. Unlimited.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.